Welcome to the talk show dedicated to the wine industry. It's All About Wine. With your host, winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is educate people and make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com from coast to coast.
Basser, Kansas.
Deming, New Mexico.
Ithaca, New York.
Knoxville.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Montana.
Moscow, Idaho.
New Hampshire.
New Mexico.
Santa Rosa.
Sevierville, Tennessee.
South Dakota.
The coast of Maine.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Westport, Mass.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that. Alba Vineyards.
Blog.10Live.
Boyslip Winery.
Brotherhood.
Camas Prairie Winery.
Candia Vineyards.
Fellow de Borgheses.
Eagle Springs Winery.
Blackhead Lake Winery.
Free the Grapes.
Grapesandwine.cal.cornell.edu.
Heritage Vineyards and Winery.
Hershey Harrisburg Wine Country.
Holyfield Vineyard and Winery.
Tommy Bird Ridge Winery.
Joy Soy of Wine.
Prairie Berry.
Rainborn Wines.
Rocky Top Wine Trail.
Sheila Lauer Vineyards and Winery.
Southwest Wine.
Haber Hill.
Ten Spoon.
University of Kentucky Extension.
Vineyard at Hershey.
Vibach Winery.
Walt Vineyard.
Westport Rivers.
Wine Flower.
And around the world.
TheDriftingWineMaker.com. I just arrived in Bali about 3 days ago.
All About Wine is on.
If you have any questions or anything to talk about, we will be more than happy to talk to you about or search it for you or try to find information for you out there, because there is a lot of information out there about wine.
We do occasionally get off topic.
Belvoir Winery.
The most well-known haunted winery in the Midwest.
I've heard voices at the winery.
Call area code 646-727-3235 and let's talk about wine on air. And now, wine enthusiast and industry representatives, All About Wine is on. Here is your host, Ron.
I'll get
that taken care of, and of course it took how long to get this done?
Yeah. Well, you got the
January now, March.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty much it, but I did a gap in the middle of it, or the beginning of it. Yeah, well.
You keep echoing it, like you keep falling into a barrel, you just get this little echo in the background of you. I don't know what it is, but it keeps popping up every once in a while.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't know if anyone out there reads the description that is put up for the episode info, but Mike put on there, and I will quote, "Well, the big game is just around the corner. We'll have all the player stats, figures, plus some insight on what it is like to take the field and play in one of the most televised sports games ever." And
yes,
he continued. Not here. If you want to tune into just about any other blog talk program on, then they will discuss all that stuff. Yeah,
right.
It seems like that's all everybody's doing this week. Yeah.
And, big stuff.
Most people, last week, we had a lot of people in the winery last weekend. It was really a nice weekend, and a lot of people came out, and we got some good coverage in the papers. And I had a big crowd there one time, and I asked the people, I said, "How many people are?" I said, "I don't want cheers. I don't want claps. I don't want noise. I just want a show of hands. How many people here would like to see Seattle win?" And I don't know, half put up their hands. I said, "How many people here would like to see New England win?" It may be half on this. And I said, "How many people really don't give a rat's ass?" Everybody put up their hands.
Oh, there it is. replay.
There it is. Yeah. You know, I mean, just, you know, how many watching it for the advertisements? And everybody put up their hand, you know, so.
Right.
That's about it. Except for the GoDaddy advertisement. That's not going to be awesome. But.
Yeah, that was odd. I was talking to somebody today, and they said the same thing. They said, you know, I really don't like the game, but I like watching the commercials and the halftime.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's what it's became.
It's entertainment. Everyone's, now. It's not the.
The football game's become secondary to everything else, which is, you know, I guess if you're from Seattle or if you're from the New England area, then, you know, you're watching it for the game. But most of the rest of the country and the rest of the world, I think, is just watching it for the new advertisements and the new commercials and Katy Perry. And, you know, they were talking, too, this morning on TV about the taking bets. And there's bets on everything on that. But one of the bets I thought was interesting is there's odds on what color – Katy Perry's going to have her hair for the halftime show.
Oh, no. Isn't it a purple color or something? Maroon, purple?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Purple or pink or blue or the brown. But there's odds going on. You can bet on what color her hair is going to be. And
oh, gosh.
Yeah. So.
I could see them in last. Let me change the description of the episode to we are talking about this. We are actually talking.
Well, you said 99% of the time. So our time's up. We're done with that.
Yes. All right. Back to wine.
Back to wine. Yeah. All about wine. Welcome. We still on Virginia. And Mike and I were discussing before the show, too. He thought it was Vermont. He put a note, Vermont. And I'm saying, no, Virginia. And he goes, but isn't Vermont alphabetically before Virginia? And I said, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. And so I'm, you know, I get my information from a site called Catch Wine. It's www.catch.wine. And it's a good site. I mean, they have a lot of information on there. And I, contact wineries. And it's pretty much up to date. You can visit wineries and make comments on them and stuff like that. And it gives you a good opportunity to, it shows where the wineries are and it shows who's close and all that. And it's been a big helpful tool to me in this program over the years here, along with some other sites and stuff I'll check out. But this one's usually my first go-to for no particular reason. I can maneuver it very easily and it's got a lot of information. But we realize that Virginia is listed before Vermont, as is Washington, or as is Wisconsin, listed before West Virginia. And Mike came up with the conclusion that it's probably because of the abbreviations, which it would make sense. So we'll go with that. It's abbreviation. So I know my alphabet. I didn't put Virginia before Vermont. Because I don't know, it's just that I got it off the site that way. So, and Mike pointed out my error of my ways.
It wasn't an error. It was just it was kind of interesting though when you said it came off the site, and I go, why is there a site putting the states out of in order like that? And then the only thing I think of is, you know, Taunton with the WI and then Vermont BT. That has to be. I mean, I don't know, but
no
other
way. Yeah. You're right. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It can't be the number of wineries or anything like that. All that's just, you know, so I don't know. I just, you know, we'll go with abbreviations. And so, but okay. They do have Virginia listed before Vermont, and I'm going to stay with it because we're already in Virginia. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have a guest not next week, but the week after, Barbersville. Winery, as a matter of fact, one of the first ones in Virginia and one of the bigger ones. We have a guest from them coming on with us next week, so I'm really excited about that. So we'll be talking to them.
Week after next or on the
week
5th
after,
February?
Yeah.
Or the
13th. Okay. Or not 13th, 12th.
No.
On 12th, the 12th.
Okay.
So we'll have a guest. But and hopefully I'll be able to find somebody next week. I'm so worried. I got on the phone yesterday and tried to call some Virginia wineries. And I have a list, and I sent out emails to them. Mike made it up, and I adjusted a little bit, made up an introductory email to introduce ourselves. And I sent out to the winery before I call them, and I say, you know, you've gotten an email. I called 12 wineries yesterday in Virginia.
Wow.
All right. to try to get a hold of somebody and say, hey, look, you know, you got the email. Two of them were closed, disconnected numbers. I don't know if they're closed or if they just changed numbers. But two of them, the number wouldn't go through. Five of them were not open on Wednesdays. They were closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You know, I'm going, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are going. But I thought so too. Monday, Tuesday is usually a very common, but Tuesday and Wednesday. So five, and you know, I left messages, but you know, no one got back, and because no one was there until then. And then I had three. Let's see, that's seven. Then I had three of them that were closed for the season. And they won't be opening until one was in middle of March, one was the end of March, and stuff like that. So they were closed for the season up there. And then the other two, I couldn't get a hold of them. What was it? The other two, the lines were busy. I tried to get back with them again. The line was continuously busy. I don't know if they had it off the hook or what was going on, but the line was continuously busy. So out of 12 I tried to call, I got a hold of no one. And that's just, you know, I mean, I go back to Utah, and 8 wineries list in Utah, and I got a hold of almost every one of them with the first phone call. So it just seemed odd. But
yeah,
I have a lot of information on Virginia. I mean, it is a great state for growing grapes, and it's a great state for wine. And in fact, I just watched a little 6-minute video. It was a little history, a little catch up of all of what's in Virginia. This was made, I think, 4 years ago, and since then it's changed. There's more wineries in it and everything now than there was when this was made. The video said that Virginia was number 7 in the country for a number of wineries. Since then, they are up to number 5 in the number of wineries. They listed Virginia as 140 wineries during the video, and it was 5 years ago, 5 years old. And now there's over 250 wineries in Virginia. And they brought up a couple of really interesting things, too. They said that when the British came over here, they gave land to people in Virginia. As long they can have the land, but they had to plant, and if I remember, 50 grapevines. They had to plant 50 grapevines, and because New England was looking at Virginia as being the new areas to get grapes, and so they had to plant 50 grapevines, and nothing ever came of it. It just, you know, nobody ever really grew any grapes. Thomas Jefferson and his home in Virginia, he had a bunch of grapevines, and he brought over grapevines from France, and he brought over a winemaker from Italy, and he never produced anything. The grapes never really, there was not one single bottle of wine made from all of his grapevines, which, you know, I thought was an odd result of all that, although Thomas Jefferson was a very big wine fan. And it just really, really an interesting little video there. What I'll do is, if I can transfer it over, I'll put a link to this video. I'll put this video up on the All About Wine Facebook page and on the website. And so if you all want to check it out, if you're listening to this, you want to check out the Virginia. But very interesting little video. It tells about growing of grapes and all the stuff they're doing in Virginia now. Prohibition pretty much stopped Virginia for wine. I mean, just without question, bam, that was it. And it wasn't until 35 years ago that they started to do it again, that they started to make wine again there and started to grow grapes. So, but it's just a little 6-minute video, and I'll get this over onto both the website and the Facebook page, and y'all can check it out. It's very interesting, very colorful, very nice little video about Virginia wines and wineries and stuff. So I'll do that after the program here. I can't do it during the program because I'll probably lose y'all. I'll probably cut myself off. So But we've got some other things about Virginia I want to talk to you about too, and just filling you in since we're going to be spending, hopefully going to be spending some time in Virginia. I sent off for a Virginia guide. You can go on. There's all sorts of different sites on there for Virginia guides and Virginia wines and stuff like that. And I sent off for a Virginia guide, so that should be coming in hopefully reasonably soon. Help, what site is it? Oh, here's the site. It's Virginia Winery Guide, 2015 Virginia Winery Guide. And I don't know anything about it. They're going to send me a copy of it. But this site shows wineries of Virginia, and it's broken down. Well, not really on this one here. This one shows, here you go. It's 253 wineries. And I think this is up to date here pretty much. Yeah, well, if they're going to give me a 215 guide, I'm sure it is pretty much up to date. But 215 wineries they have listed here in Virginia. And actually, they're listed alphabetically. So, and the wineries I tried to get a hold of, the ones that were on my list that said the phone numbers were disconnected, are on this list here too. So that's interesting too. But there are regions. There are different regions in Virginia. Some very distinct regions that they have. The Northern Virginia region is in the north, actually the northeast part. Arlington, Virginia is in that. It's called the Northern Virginia region. And Virginia wineries, let me find. Northern Virginia visitors, Northern Virginia see entertaining and historic destinations in every direction. Oh, wow, there's a lot of wineries in that area, too. In every direction from George Washington's Mount Vernon and the National Air and Space Museum near Dulles to Wolf Trap National Park. So there's lots of stuff. And then they list, this really is a nice site. It has a lot of stuff about Virginia wineries and stuff. I list everything here. And it also talks about the Northern Virginia wine trails. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 wine trails in the Northern Virginia region. A lot. They're all just all over the place. There is an AVA, American Viticulture Area, in Northern Virginia called the Middleburg AVA, and that is located 50 miles west of Washington, D.C., and it's the town of Middleburg. It's got the Potomac River on one side to the north, the mountains to the east, south, and west, so it's in a valley. The viticulture area covers approximately 190 square miles and contains 229 acres of commercial vineyards, 24 wineries, and 8 vineyards. So it is, that's the Northern Virginia AVA, our Northern Virginia area with an AVA in it. Next one, the Blue Ridge AVA. Blue Ridge is located on Interstate 81 bisects the Blue Ridge wine region, which runs south of Roanoke to the North Carolina border. They also have a couple of AVAs in there. One of them is the Rocky Knob, K-N-O-B, Rocky Knob AVA, and that is located in Floyd and Patrick counties on the eastern slopes of the Blue Ridge Mountains. This is the area is located on the eastern slopes of the Blue Ridge in southwestern Virginia near the towns of Woolwine and Meadows of Dan. And it's astride the Blue Ridge Parkway. So I'm sure if you've ever taken the Blue Ridge Parkway, you have seen this AVA, not realizing it. The soil is primarily loam and gravel and is well drained. It's a rather small area. They don't get this size, but it's rather small. The other one, located in the northern part of the Blue Ridge region, is the North Fork of Roanoke AVA. The North Fork of Roanoke AVA is on the eastern slopes of the Allegheny Mountains in Roanoke and Montgomery counties. Its wines include Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Norton, and many others. Well, and that's something else that the video said, too, that in 1893, I think, if I remember correctly, a competition in Paris, the Virginia Norton won gold medal there. So Virginia's been doing that stuff for a long time, been involved in growing the Norton grape for quite some time here. Again, a big stack of wineries. There are two trails, wine trails, in the Blue Ridge region. Central Virginia, this is a little bit larger here, quite a few wineries in this. Central Virginia is actually just south of the Northern Virginia region we talked about there at first. And it goes all the way down to the Carolina border. Thomas Jefferson started making wine in his home in Monticello in the 1770s. And this area does include Richmond and Charlottesville. Eastern slopes of the Blue Ridge and the rolling countryside offer great fertile granite-based clay soil. In the growing season of over 200 days, there is one AVA in this area, which is the Monticello AVA, which is in central Piedmont area. It's nestled along the eastern slopes of the Blue Ridge Mountains and encompasses the small ridge known as Southwest Mountain. It is historic, and that is the home of Thomas Jefferson's Monticello, where Jefferson spent years trying to grow European grape varieties. And he actually grew them, but he never made a bottle of wine, which I was shocked on that when I saw that video, where he actually never did produce a single bottle of wine. 10 trails are within the Monticello, or I'm sorry, within the Central Virginia region here. Popping up mostly in the Monticello AV area, but they are also around the areas there too. Not anything real close to Richmond, but all over the area. I'm surprised there's not a lot next to the water here on that. That just surprises me. So that's the Central Virginia AVA. Chesapeake Bay AVA. This one is... obviously, over by the Chesapeake Bay, a tidewater region of the northern neck and middle of Pennsylvania falls between the Potomac and York Rivers. And this was in the winter of 1607-1608 that Captain John Smith was held. And three presidents, George Washington, James Madison, James Monroe, were born here, as was Robert E. Lee. So this is quite an historic region. They do have an AVA here. It is a rather large AVA. It covers half of the Chesapeake Bay region and is the George Washington Birthplace AVA. The Northern Neck George Washington Birthplace AVA includes Westmoreland, King George, Northumberland, Lancaster, and Richmond counties. It produces Cabernet Franc, Chardonnay, Vidal Blanc, and Sauvignon. One wine trail, the Chesapeake Bay Wine Trail. And there's only 10 wineries located in this region, and all within the Northern Neck George Washington Birthplace AVA. Which is an odd name for an AVA, but hey, if it works. Eastern Virginia. This is a very small one that's Virginia's scenic eastern shore is an enchanting peninsula of family farms, small towns, waterside villages, and hundreds of miles of pristine shoreline between the Atlantic Ocean and Chesapeake Bay. It is noted for fishing, and in 1608, the Eastern Shore Captain John Smith said of the region, heaven and earth never agreed better to frame a place for man's habitation. They grow Chardonnay, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Petit Verdot in this area. It is an AVA. The area itself actually is an AVA. It is called the Virginia's Eastern Shore AVA. And it's located on the southern end of the Delmarva Peninsula. I believe that's how it's pronounced. The area is defined by the Chesapeake Bay on one side and the ocean on the other. And it gets breezes from the bay, and it's got a sandy soil on the area. So one wine trail, the Eastern Shore Wine Trail, which consists of two wineries, and that's all that they note on here is two wineries. Interesting wine trail, two wineries, but that's Eastern Virginia. We're going to be talking to a lot of these places. I guarantee you we will be talking to these wineries over our stay here. And then let's see. Hampton Roads region does not have an AVA. It's only got four wineries. Jamestown, Colonial, Williamsburg, Yorktown, the first battle between two ironclads, the Monitor and the CSS Virginia, all are from this area here. It attracts millions of visitors a year. There is a Busch Gardens here in this area and a Water Country USA. Mariners Museum, Newport News Shipbuilding, all sorts of stuff. Norfolk, Virginia, Virginia Beach. This is a big area for tourism and stuff. There are four wineries in this area, two wine trails, the Chesapeake Bay Wine Trail and the Colonial Virginia Wine Trail. But you can probably spend, after visiting all of your tourism spots, wineries, and it sounds like a great destination, and then you've got the wineries that are close enough that you don't have to travel too far. Heart of Appalachia. There is one trail, the Blue Ridge Wine Way. The Heart of Appalachia is on the far western edge of the state of Virginia. It has two wineries. The western tip of Virginia offers the visitors a mountainous and rolling countryside with distinct rural charm. Fertile farmland, lush orchards, small towns, antique shops, eateries, national wilderness areas, and the grapes that they grow there are Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, Norton, Chambourcin, Villard Blanc, Bonnet, Tinto Chao, and Traminette, plus a lot of fruit wines from this area. On the western edge of it, so the Heart of Appalachia region. Northern Virginia is another area. I think we just talked about, yes, we did. This is one. They have 11 wine trails in the area. A lot of history and everything in this, the Space Museum and all sorts of stuff in the Northern Virginia region. The Shenandoah Valley is the region that encompasses the western edge of the upper part of Virginia, main part of Virginia. It is, they say, a several-hour drive from Washington, D.C. area, but the valleys and the rolling landscapes of pastures and historic towns stretches from the Maryland state line to just south of the city of Roanoke. And there's college towns all over, James Madison University, Bridgewater College, Eastern Mennonite University, Virginia Mary Institute, and all sorts of others. They list quite a few colleges that are in the area here. They grow Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, Chambourcin, Chardonnay, Mandolin, that's a new grape I haven't heard of, Merlot, Norton, Petit Verdot, Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc. Did I say that? I said Cabernet Franc. Cabernet Sauvignon, Sauval, Vidal Blanc, Traminette, and Zinfandel, as well as many fruit wines. Zinfandel, Shenandoah Valley Zinfandel. That sounds interesting. there are wine trails here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wine trails in the region, and they do have an AVA in this area, American Viticulture Area. It encompasses it goes on up into Maryland, it looks like. It is the Shenandoah Valley AVA covers the counties of Frederick, Clark, Warren, Shenandoah, Page, Rockingham, Augusta, Rockbridge, Beaufort, and Amherst counties in Virginia, and Berkeley and Jefferson counties in West Virginia. So it's over the border into West Virginia. It's got the Blue Ridge Mountains on one side, Appalachian and Allegheny plateaus to the west, and it's located within the ridge and valley regions of the Great Appalachian Valley. I'm going to have to talk to wineries there and ask them about the climates and stuff like that. That should be interesting how that might be influenced by the water because of the mountains around it. So we'll have to see on that. Quite a few wineries in this area here, too. I'm not going to count them all for you, but there's a lot of wineries in the Shenandoah Valley region. Southern Virginia. This is just where it's located. Southern Virginia, right on the border of North Carolina. It's running across the middle of the Virginia border in North Carolina. East-West highways, Highway 58, mostly rural with woodlands and farmland. And the classic small-town American Virginia area. A lot of Revolutionary War, Civil War, and Civil Rights heritages in this area. A lot of history as far as that goes in this area. One wine trail, the Southern Virginia Wine Trail. It is, 13 wineries in the area. And again, they grow Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Merlot, Syrah, Pinot Grigio, and Vidal Blanc are just some of the wineries, plus, again, fruit wines from the area. But that's the Southern Virginia region. I'm looking forward to talking to some of these people in here. I'm going to have to really see what they have. So those are the regions. Those are the regions of Virginia, the wine regions. So they've got themselves 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different regions. And all of them are, almost all of them have AVAs. All of them have quite a few wineries and all that. Shenandoah Valley AVA, the Monticello AVA, Virginia's Eastern Shore AVA, George Washington Birthplace AVA, the North Fork of Roanoke AVA, the Rocky Knob AVA, and Middleburg AVA. Quite a few AVAs for such a small state, which is, you know, really interesting. They have a lot of history, a lot of stuff in Virginia. I think this is, this is the 6-minute video that I just saw a little bit ago. It's on this site also. The landscape and climate of Virginia offers a whole bunch of variety. Each of the state's main regions has vineyards and wineries. And basically granite-based soils in the western areas of the state and sandy loam soil in the eastern offer good drainage and good variety for the soils all over the state. The 5 climate regions, which they refer to as the Tidewater, Piedmont, Northern Virginia, Western Mountain, and Southwestern Mountain, offer the temperature climates that are not too hot or too cold for growing. And they vary because of the mountains and areas like that. The average 160-day growing season east of the Blue Ridge and east of the Blue Ridge. Average 200 days, so Blue Ridge does cut it off. 6 of the United States, 187 American viticulture areas, AVAs, are located in Virginia. 187 AVAs in this country now. Wow. You begin to wonder if it really, we need all those. I won't. Going to it. Yes, that's the video I listened to. That's a good video. If y'all get an opportunity, I'll post it. You need to check it out. they have lots of stuff going on in Virginia all the time. We'll be talking to wineries, and you will. I've been searching this stuff. I've been looking at this stuff, and I am amazed at the number of events that they got going on all the time. And some of them are closed down. I discovered that too, which surprised me. They have a good distribution system in Virginia. A lot of Virginia wines are sold right there in Virginia and around Virginia. You can check out where it's available online. They have the Virginia Wine Board, which is created by the Virginia General Assembly in 1984, which promotes the interest of the vineyards and wineries in the Commonwealth through research, education, and marketing. It's not the state of Virginia, it's the Commonwealth of Virginia. Maybe that's why it was listed before Vermont, because Vermont's a state and Virginia is a Commonwealth. I don't know. The Virginia Wine Board receives funding from the wineries. It works to improve the viticultural and enological practices in the state, promotes education, ongoing things with education throughout the state, collaborates with the state, national, and regional things to improve the Virginia wine industry. The Virginia Wine Board has written papers and written different things on how to handle all sorts of industry stuff within the business and all that. So the Virginia Wine Board. They also have the Virginia Wine Marketing Office, which is, I think, an excellent idea. Maybe I can get somebody from that to talk to us, too. I'm sure if it's a marketing office, they would love to talk with us. This is also funded through the Virginia Wine Board, and it handles sports education and marketing efforts for all of Virginia wineries. It manages the development and execution of a continuous and integrated marketing program, and it helps the community a clear and positive message on Virginia wine. So there's some the phone number there, and we have a director and a marketing director and a couple marketing manager. Maybe we can get one of them on to talk with us about Virginia wines. That's an interesting possibility. This is Virginia Wineries Association, VWA, as what they go by. This was formed in 1983, and the owners of Virginia Wineries created this to share ideas and resources on the Virginia wine industry, a nonprofit organization that the members are all winery members, and they all are actually from all over the state. I'm just glancing at this here, from all over the state. A thriving wine industry is a growing one, so the Virginia Wine Wineries Association tries to expand its statewide and relationship between wineries and people and education, all that stuff. The Virginia Wineries Association. And then they also had the Virginia Vineyards Association. Well, there's just all sorts of groups in Virginia here. This was established in 1979, and this was a joint effort between Virginia viticulturists, wineries, and Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University. This is to oversee the viticultural interests of Virginia, the growth, the cultivation of grapes, public recognition of Virginia grapes, and as is stated, Virginia Vineyard Association and all the grapes and stuff like that, free exchange of information and everything. Again, most people are people in the wine industry and all that in the state of Virginia. And they also have a Virginia Winery Distribution Company. I think they are state. There's a state stores here. And I was looking through these things here, and I didn't think Virginia has state stores. But then I saw a side here. Where's he? Where is it? That's not it. What? I'm pretty sure I saw. Oh, here we go. The Virginia.gov agency, Virginia Department of Alcohol Beverage Control, but about the ABC. And then it says stores and products and store information and hours and store opening open on Sundays, the different ones, and tasting events and stuff. And I think maybe, and we'll have to find this out for sure, if someone out there knows, or if you're listening right now, give me a call. Virginia, I think, has state stores, but now let's see. Well, let me say that Virginia's history and grape cultivation are uniquely entwined. Jamestown settlers, hoping the colony could become a major source of wine for the British Empire, passed a law in 1619 that required each male to plant and tend at least 10 grapevines. I was wrong. I said 50. It was 10. It required in 1619 each male had to plant and tend at least 10 grapevines. Thomas Jefferson cultivated European grapes for more than 30 years. In the 1820s, wines made from Native American grapes met with great success. And that's the muscadine. That's the Native American grape. In fact, a Virginia Norton wine was named best red wine of all nations at the Vienna World's Fair in 1873. Best red wine of all nations. Wow. 1873 World's Fair. Prohibition, however, had a lasting effect on the industry, on the industry's momentum for many decades. In the 1970s, renewed interest started, and they started to grow more grapevines, and it took hold. Today, only California, New York, Oregon, and Washington have more wineries than Virginia. And wines produced in the Commonwealth have earned national and international recognition. Wow. So a lot of stuff in Virginia here. I have to say I'm impressed. The Virginia ABC is proud to offer Virginia-made products. When you buy local products, you're supporting not only Virginia's specialty food and beverage companies, but also a host of other businesses and agricultural communities, says the chairman of the ABC in Virginia. According to 2012 economic impact, the wine industry employs more than 4,700 people in the state of Virginia, and it is attributed to having 1.6 million tourists and visit Virginia wineries in 2013. So a lot of stuff. But I guess Virginia Wine at ABC, I guess Virginia does have our state stores. We'll have to find out about that. As we talk to wineries, we'll have to find out about that and see what they have to say. But sesquicentennial, when is that? 240 years afterward. What year is this? Virginia wineries and battlefields. Oh, this is an interesting little map. A lot of battlefields, a lot of wineries around battlefields, especially in the northern Virginia region. There's a lot of wineries and a lot of battlefields all together there. They have a passport system to create a keepsake of your tour through Virginia's battlefield and wineries. You can get the passport. Looking at this, they have all sorts of different things that you get stamped on your thing for the wineries and for the battlefield. So, wow, interesting stuff here about Virginia. And events that Virginia does. They have, like I say, events going on continuously throughout the year. I mean, there's 51 pages, 510 different matches of things coming up. Jazz in the Hills this coming weekend in Virginia. Wine Boot Camp at Little Washington Winery. Friday Night Live this weekend. Music and Menu at New Kent's Winery. celebrate National Soup Month at another winery here. Barrel tasting, Super Bowl elevated tasting, music by the fireside, the art of wine, live music at another one. This on and on and on. All this is continuously throughout the year. And this is the middle of winter here. I mean, you know, up there, it's chilly there, but they have these events going. So that is just, you know, fascinating part of the Virginia. This, another side here, list events and what's going on. It's just page after page of that. This is fascinating. I do want to go on to this one here. Where is it? Oh, Wikipedia. I always enjoy the Wikipedia information on it because it gives us a real good working background on it. Virginia wine refers to the wine made primarily from grapes grown in the state of Virginia. It's been making wine since the early days, 17th century. Vitis vinifera varieties represent 75% of the total. French hybrid varieties account for nearly 20%, while the American varietals make up only about 5%. So the muscadine and stuff like that is not used a whole lot, but there are some, a lot of fruit wines, so we were reading that earlier. As of 2012, and this is the most recent one here, the top five varietals produced are Chardonnay, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Vidal Blanc, and Voynet. As of 2012, there are approximately 3,000 acres of grapevines under cultivation, with a total harvest of over 7,500 tons. The state ranks fifth in the nation for both bearing acreage and grape production. And it says the central and northern Virginia counties, in particular those located just east of the Blue Ridge Mountains, are the most prolific as far as producing goes. The history of grapes goes back to years ago here, the rebirth of the in early 1900s, Charlottesville Monticello Wine Company and Virginia Claret Wine were so well regarded that the city declared itself to be the capital of the wine belt in Virginia. And the rebirth led to the investment of the Zonin family of Italy in a new vineyard in Barbersville in 1976. Throughout the 80s and 90s, many other vineyards have joined in the mix. And as of 2009, over 163 were operating. I just read that there's 253 now, so there's a lot more than what this article states. Tourism is flourishing and exploding in Virginia to the wineries. Virginia wines are mostly sold in Virginia, and the requirement that the majority of the grapes used must be grown in Virginia. So that is why you don't see very many Virginia wines outside. That's why there's so many acreage. Well, we said that with Texas, too, when we were talking to the Texas wineries. They said, you know, come down and grow grapes for us. We need grapes. So Texas, I'm sure every state is at that point where you can probably sell every grape that you want to grow in that state. And it says, since Virginia is not growing enough grapes to support the number of wineries, one Floyd County winery has expanded its operation in a five-year contract to export its wines to China. Chateau Morissette, with the help of Governor Bob McDonald's office, will be exporting its Merlot to China and plans to add other wines later. Let me tell you when that was written. That particular thing was written there. So 2012, that was stated. So about 3 years ago, two and a half, let's call it. The great state of Virginia was established in 1788. Total area of the state, 42,774 square miles, or 110,784 square kilometers. And the grapes they grow is unbelievable. There's a list of grapes here that is just almost as long as California's list, only some really strange ones. Now, Verino, which, you know, you got your Italian Barbera, Black Muscat, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Cabernet Franc, Cayuga. There's your native grapes, Sambuursa, Chancellor, Chardonnay, Chardonnay, Colombard, Concord, Carat Noir, Dichonac, Fur. I go through and I see these names, and it's a combination of just about every type of grape from everywhere in the world. It's amazing the abilities that they have to grow grapes there and all the different ones. They can probably continue planting a lot more different grapes there and grow them. I'm not going to go through that whole list there of all the different grapes that they grow in Virginia, but it is phenomenal amount of grapes that they can grow in Virginia. The Taste of Virginia Wine Experience, Virginia is for lovers, as they say. And if you're a lover of wine, I guess that's a great way to do it. There's all sorts of different packages and stuff you can go. There's trails and there's festivals and there's wineries and there's events and there's getaways. A lot of the wineries have B&Bs within them, and, you know, the acreage and everything else. Just a lot of stuff available in Virginia for that. Let's see what. I talked about that. All right. So I think I might have covered some background on Virginia that I wanted to. A lot of stuff. I have to say I'm very impressed with what Virginia has to offer. We've talked to some states that we knew were big states for wines and stuff like that, and we expected it. Oregon, obviously, California, New York, Pennsylvania. We had some great conversations with people there. But Virginia, I'm getting more and more excited. I just, you know, want people to talk to me now. So a couple more things I'm going to pass on to you here. We're going to get away from Virginia for the last few minutes of the show and pass on a couple of things while I'm at it. A new wine is out. This is Top Chef contestant Fabio Vivini. I don't watch Top Chef, so I'm not familiar. Released his new wine collection in partnership with Carlos Quimbo and Sean Thomas of SIP LLC. It's called the Fabio Vivini Wine Collection, and it features wines derived from California grapes, carefully crafted at a small scale and packaged in eco-friendly bottles with recyclable materials. Keeping in mind Vivini's meticulous attention to taste and quality. The Cabernet features notes of cherry, blackberry, plum, chocolate, and coffee, while the Chardonnay has aromas of golden apple, pear, and peach. With a suggested retail price between $13 and $15, the wine collection will debut in Chicago and be available nationwide by the middle of the country, or by the middle of the year. So if you're if you watch the Top Chef shows, you got one of them that's going to be coming out with new wine. Delicious introduction. Domaine Chardon introduced a new sparkling wine called Chardon Deliche, which means delicious in French. The wine is crisp, refreshing, and semi-sweet. Currently, it's available at restaurants and wine retailers in Texas and Florida. Hey! With plans to expand nationwide in February. 750 bottles, suggested retail price of $22. So a couple of new wines coming out there. I saw this. I thought this would be interesting to pass on to y'all. Now, if you don't think so, I'm sorry. But if you do, good. It's just something that I thought was a rather interesting little thing here. This is Flavors. Comes out of one of my trade journals. The top flavors used in 2014. The top flavors used to for in different whatever. I mean, in anything. The most, 49%, was orange. Then was berry at 39. Then was vanilla, also at 49%. Strawberry, 47%. And then chocolate at 42%, berry at 38%, coffee at 36%, lemon came in at 47% also, peach 44%, lime 42%, and mango 40%, and then followed up with coconut, raspberry, apple, pomegranate, blackberry, pineapple, blueberry, cinnamon, green tea, mint, and tea, other teas. These are the flavors that were proper. Top-selling flavors in 2014. Chocolate, vanilla, mango, green tea, raspberry, coffee, lemon, black tea, orange, and peach. Now, that's just so odd that the top flavors used, orange was right up at the top and is one of the least sold. I don't know. And then anticipated top selling flavors of 2015. Chocolate, again, they're expecting that to be the top selling. 29% of sales. Vanilla, 20. Coffee, 22. Cinnamon, 18. Orange, 18. Lemon, 16. Apple, 11. Coconut, 13. Strawberry, 13. With black tea, blackberry, ginger, green tea, passion fruit, raspberry, tangerine. All coming in 11%. Aloe, apricot, acai, all at 7%. So I just thought that was interesting, these flavors. These are all the things that you're trying, you're buying, you're drinking and tasting out there. That's what they are. One more thing here. I read this, and I have to pass this on to you. We've had programs, and we've talked about it off and on, about hydraulic fracturing or fracking. I've mentioned it well, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Mike wasn't on the program. We talked about it a little bit more then. But this is something I saw I wanted to share with you. Again, I'm not going to comment on it, but I am going to introduce it in to our conversations about fracking. It says, a new study by the University of Missouri at Columbia determined that for 15 million Americans living within 1 mile of fracking sites, and that's how many they estimate, a relatively new and unconventional oil and gas drilling process, exposure to the chemicals released, quote, may be harmful to human health, end quote, can result in adverse reproductive health and developmental defects, end quote. Researchers conducted the largest review yet looking at the effects of fracking byproducts on human reproductive and development health. They found what they considered strong evidence that exposure to air and water pollution caused by fracking decreased semen quality in men, caused higher rates of miscarriage in women, and increased risk of birth defects in children. So what can you do? If you live near a gas drilling site and your water comes from a local source, the Environmental Protection Agency suggests that you have your water tested for heavy metals, organic chemicals, chloride, sodium, barium, and strontium. Your local health department may test private well water for free. If you use a private testing lab, make sure they are certified for drinking water tests. And then next, speak to your local government about it. If it's in the water, if it's in that much, and we've talked about how grapevines seek the water, if it's affecting the water and getting into the groundwater, it's going to affect the grapevines around those areas too. Those grapevines are going to be picking it up, and it's going to be putting that into the grapes. Will that affect us? They're saying it's going to affect the reproductive system and higher miscarriages and birth defects in children. So according to this study, grapevines from around fracking areas, maybe we don't want to eat those grapes. New York banned it. Maybe it's something that we should look at closer. We'll get into more fracking in some other time, but we've discussed this fracking thing, you know, off and on, and we keep seeing stuff pop out on it. And I don't know. It's an ongoing thing.
Not something you want to risk either. I mean, you know, they may say, oh, the oil companies are like, oh, no, it's fine.
And they do.
you know, what's more important? You want to make sure that your family's healthy and stuff. Stay out of it. Do what you got to do.
Exactly. And then, you know, University of Missouri coming out with this study here. I don't think Missouri is doing any fracking either. It's just, you know, strange that UM would do that. But yeah, that's just, you know, it's a little bit scary when you, you know, I mean, I'm not anti-fracking. I can't say I am. I'm not big time pro-fracking, but, you know, I mean, there's more and more stuff that's coming out. It makes you, really makes you wonder.
Yeah. Not until conclusive yet, but
yeah.
Not sure I want to take that chance, but
And that's just it. You want to take the chance, but then you start looking. Well, gas is below $2 a gallon now, and that's part of it because of fracking and oil prices and the economy starting to pick up. And they're saying, "Well, it's because the oil is cheap and all that, and the housing market is jumping up." And I say, "Yeah, it's because of the oil and all." And you know, so, but then Argentina is going bankrupt because the oil prices are dropping, so they're probably happy if it jumps up. Well, but again, I don't know. But that's Virginia. I'm looking forward to talking to wineries in Virginia. I really am. I think it's going to be fun. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff that they're going to be able to tell us about that. And I'll post that link to that video on the Facebook page and on the my website, and you can, you know, check that out. It's only a little over a six minute video, but it's really interesting about Virginia and Virginia wineries and stuff. So
yeah, cool. I didn't realize there were that many. You said over 253 or something. That's amazing.
It is for the size of the state. I didn't realize it too. They're fifth in the nation. And, you know, nobody knows about it. You say Pennsylvania wineries, people, oh, yeah. And you say New York or Oregon or Washington or California, and it's, oh, yeah. But then you say Virginia, and people give you this, huh? And so,
what?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, we'll find out more.
Find out more in the weeks to come.
Get somebody on there. Yeah. And if you're tuning in and you know some wineries, definitely tell them to get in touch with us. The email address and everything is at the end of the show, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for that, and definitely with the show and with Ron, and we'll get you scheduled up. And, you know, you can, if you heard previous shows, just came on there, and they talked about their events and special things and they have to offer. It's a good medium for you to advertise also. So use it, and, you know, chill. It's cool. Very, very simple to do. And we call you. You don't have to call or anything. Just, yeah, it's a good process. Okay, so we have, okay.
You going to be with us next week?
No, I was looking at that, and I'm actually, I have to work again Thursday. Okay. It's kind of spotty, but Thursday... Yeah, I'm working in the evening, so that's
How about your radio program? Are you doing that?
I did one the other night from, I don't know, it was like midnight to 2 a.m. or something. I mean, I an hour and a half later, I was on the air. I mean, it was just like, that was it. I saw a thing, and I talked to the station owner, and he says, you know what, you can interrupt this and whatever. So I
must.
Went in there and did a quick 2 hours, and I might do one tonight. I'm not sure, but it's if it is, it'll be midnight to two or again, 2 to 4. I don't know.
Well, with DJ Mike, radio DJ Mike.com. You know, find him and go out there, and you can. I'm sure he would love the company tonight. So if anybody out there listening live here, then hey, tune him in.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you. Yeah, it's always good. Good stuff here. All right, I guess we will close the show for tonight, and we'll see you all next Thursday. That's February the 5th. Yeah, February the 5th.
February the
5th. Yep, February the 5th, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, and again, contact us, Virginia, or maybe Vermont, however you stay in order on that one. And,
Virginia is a commonwealth, so that's just not a state. We're, you know,
okay.
So they do the commonwealth.
Okay. The Commonwealth. Okay. If you're from here, good. Let us know, and we'd love to have you on. So contact us. All right. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for tuning in, and y'all have a great week.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, drink lots of wine in moderation. There you go.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the game?
Oh, yeah. And hope your team wins. You enjoy the advertising.
Yes. We'll see you.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida States Winery. Florida States Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75 or east of US 19 and US 41. For more information on Florida States Winery, visit the website at floridaestateswines.com or call area code 813-996-2113. The email address is corp@flune.com. That's corp@flewn.com. For more information on All About Wine and future shows, please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr or visit our website at allaboutwinebtr.com. Archived shows are available as a free download on iTunes and on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on All About Wine.